Penguin Random House Audio presents Only Child by Rhiannon Naven. Read for you by Kivligan de Montebello.
I have to keep facing the darkness. If I stand tall and face the thing I fear, I have a chance to conquer it. If I just keep dodging and hiding, it will conquer me. Mary Pope Osborne, My Secret War. The World War II Diary of Madeline Beck, Long Island, New York, 1941. 1. The Day the Gunman Came. The thing I later remembered the most about the day the gunman came was my teacher Miss Russell's breath. It was hot and smelled like coffee. The closet was dark, except for a little light that was coming in through the crack of the door that Miss Russell was holding shut from the inside. There was no door handle on the inside, only a loose metal piece, and she pulled it in with her thumb and pointer finger.
"Be completely still, Zack," she whispered. "Don't move."
I didn't. Even though I was sitting on my left foot and it was giving me pins and needles, and it hurt a lot. Miss Russell's coffee breath touched my cheek when she talked, and it bothered me a little. Her fingers were shaking on the metal piece. She had to talk to Evangeline and David and Emma a lot behind me in the closet, because they were crying and were not being completely still.
"I'm here with you guys," Miss Russell said. "I'm protecting you. Shh, please be quiet."
We kept hearing the pop sounds outside and screaming.
Pop, pop, pop.
It sounded a lot like the sounds from the Star Wars game I sometimes play on the Xbox.
Pop, pop, pop.
Always three pops and then quiet again. Quiet or screaming. Miss Russell did little jumps when the pop sounds came, and her whispering got faster.
"Don't make a sound."
Evangeline made hiccuping sounds.
Pop, hic, pop, hic, pop, hic.
I think someone peed in their underwear, because it smelled like that in the closet. Like Miss Russell's breath and pee. And like the jackets that were still wet from when it rained at recess.
"Not too much to play outside," Mrs. Kolaris said. "What, are we made of sugar?" The rain didn't bother us. We played soccer and cops and bad guys, and our hair and jackets got wet. I tried to turn and put my hand up and touch the jackets to see if they were still very wet.
"Don't move," Miss Russell whispered to me.
She switched hands to hold the door closed, and her bracelets made jingling sounds. Miss Russell always wears a lot of bracelets on her right arm. Some have little things called charms hanging off of them that remind her of special things. And when she goes on vacation, she always gets a new charm to remember it. When we started first grade, she showed us all her charms and told us where she got them from. Her new one that she got on the summer break was a boat. It's like a tiny version of the boat she went on to go really close to a huge waterfall called Niagara Falls, and that's in Canada. My left foot really started to hurt a lot, and I tried to pull it out only a little so Miss Russell wouldn't notice. We just came in from recess and put our jackets in the closet, then math books out, when the pop sounds started. At first we didn't hear them loud. They were like all the way down the hallway in the front where Charlie's desk is. When parents come to pick you up before dismissal or at the nurse's office, they always stop at Charlie's desk and write down their name and show their driver's license and get a tag that says visitor on a red string, and they have to wear it around their neck. Charlie is the security guy at McKinley, and he's been here for 30 years. When I was in kindergarten last year, we had a big party in the auditorium to celebrate his 30 years. Even a lot of parents came because he was the security guy already when they were kids and went to McKinley, like Mommy. Charlie said he didn't need a party. "I already know everyone loves me," he said, and laughed his funny laugh. But he got a party anyway, and I thought he looked happy about it. He put up all the artwork we made for him for the party around his desk and took the rest home to hang it up. My picture for him was right in the middle at the front of his desk, because I'm a really good artist.
Pop, pop, pop.
Quiet pop sounds at first. Miss Russell was right in the middle of telling us about what pages in the math book were for classwork and what pages were for homework. The pop sounds made her stop talking, and she made wrinkles on her forehead. She walked over to the classroom door and looked out of the glass window.
"What the?"
she said. Pop, pop, pop. Then she took a big step back away from the door and said, "Fuck!" She really did. The F word. We all heard it and started laughing. Fuck. Right after she said it, we heard sounds coming from the intercom on the wall. And then a voice said, "Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown!" It wasn't Mrs. Kolaris's voice. When we practiced lockdown drill before, Mrs. Kolaris said lockdown through the intercom once, but this voice said it a lot of times fast. Miss Russell's face got whitish, and we stopped laughing, because she looked so different and wasn't smiling at all. The way her face looked all of a sudden made me scared, and my breath got stuck in my throat. Miss Russell did a couple circles by the door like she didn't know where she should walk. Then she stopped doing circles and locked the door and switched the lights off. No sun was coming in from the windows because of the rain, but Miss Russell went to the windows and pulled the shades down anyway. She started talking very fast, and her voice sounded shaky and, like, squeaky. "Remember what we practiced for the lockdown drill?" she said. I remembered that lockdown meant don't go outside like for the fire alarm, but stay inside and out of sight. Pop, pop, pop! Someone outside in the hallway screamed very loud. My legs started shaking around the knees. "Boys and girls, everyone in the closet," Miss Russell said. When we practiced lockdown drill before, it was fun. We pretended that we were the bad guys and only sat in the closet for like a minute, until we heard how Charlie opened the classroom door from the outside with his special key that can open all the doors in the school. And we heard him say, "It's me, Charlie," and that was the sign that the drill was over. Now I didn't want to go in the closet because almost everyone else was already in there, and it looked too smushed. But Miss Russell put her hand on my head and pushed me in. "Hurry, guys, hurry," Miss Russell said. Evangeline especially, and David, and some other kids started to cry and said they wanted to go home. I felt tears coming in my eyes, too, but I didn't want to let them come out, and all my friends were going to see. I did the squeeze-away trick I learned from Grandma. You have to squeeze your nose on the outside with your fingers, the part where it goes from hard to soft, and then your tears don't come out. Grandma taught me the squeeze-away trick at the playground one day when I was about to cry because someone pushed me off the swing. And Grandma said, "Don't let them see you cry." Miss Russell got everyone in the closet and pulled the door shut. The whole time we could hear the pop sounds. I tried to count them in my head. Pop, one, pop, two, pop, three. My throat felt very dry and scratchy. I really wanted a drink of water. Pop, four, pop, five, pop, six. "Please, please, please," Miss Russell whispered, and then she talked to God and she called him Dear Lord. And I couldn't understand the rest she said because she was whispering so quiet and fast, and I think she wanted only God to hear. Pop, seven, pop, eight, pop, nine. Always three pops and then a break. Miss Russell all of a sudden looked up and said, "Fuck," again. "My phone!" She opened the door a little, and when there weren't any pop sounds for a while, she opened it all the way and ran across the classroom to her desk with her head ducked down. Then she ran back to the closet. She pulled the door closed again and told me to hold the metal piece this time. I did, even though it hurt my fingers and the door was heavy to keep closed. I had to use both hands. Miss Russell's hands were shaking so much they made the phone shake when she swiped and put her password in. She kept doing it wrong, and when you put the wrong password in, all the numbers on the screen shake and you have to start over. "Come on, come on, come on," Miss Russell said, and finally she got the password right. I saw it. 1989. Pop 10, pop 11, pop 12. I watched how Miss Russell dialed 911. When I heard a voice in the phone, she said, "Yes, hi, I'm calling from McKinley Elementary in Wake Gardens, Rogers Lane." She talked very fast, and in the light that came from her phone, I could see that she spit on my leg a little bit. I had to leave the spit there because my hands were holding the door closed. I couldn't wipe it off, but I stared at the spit, and it was there on my pants, a spit bubble, and it was gross.
There's a gunman at the school and he's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?